Westlock. Sitting in John Meston's kitchen, it's tough to imagine that anyone would want to live life in any other fashion. The 73-year-old farmer and rancher still lives in his childhood home, although he now shares the property with his son and daughter-in-law, who are over every morning to discuss the day's work. Over the last year, however, the Mestons have been dealing with a problem that they hoped they wouldn't have to deal with again. When they went to bring their cattle back from pasture last October, Hay found that 79 calves, 4 cows and 2 bulls had been taken from 3 of their rented and owned pastures in Athabasca County. It's a loss that Meston says cost the family almost $2,000 per calf, not counting the other 6 cattle. It's devastating financially. I mean, $175,000 is a lot of money, said Meston in a July 29 interview. It's devastating stress-wise, and it's devastating more so for the industry, because it's broken. You have one corporal looking over 50 cases of cattle theft in the province right now. It's a joke. This isn't the first time that the Mestons had been victimized by cattle rustlers, as 20 bred heifers and a bull were stolen from one of the same pastures back in 2014, and a neighbor lost 100 head of cattle to thieves in 2018. But this one from last fall was the biggest theft, and as such, it was the first time that the RCMP Livestock Investigations Unit got involved, a two-man team that covers the 50 or so cattle theft cases each year. In a July interview with CBC News, Corporal Lindsay Anderson said that the quantity of stolen cattle made the Meston case unusual, noting that the unit recovers livestock 2 or 3 times a year. In order to steal a large quantity of cattle, you have to know what you're doing, said Anderson. You have to have the ability to go out and round them up, and you have to have the ability to transport them. The Meston family first realized the animals were missing October 19, 2022, when they pushed the cattle out of their first pasture that they rent, own, which is just off Highway 663 near Ring Lake. We put 150 pairs, cow and calves, on that first pasture, which means we need 5 cattle liners to move them back, said Meston. By the time we got them all counted, we realized we were missing 45 calves and we started to think, okay, what's going on here? The Mestons also rent or own 9-quarter parcel, 160 acres or so, lots directly south, and they initially thought that some might have gone through the fence into the other fields. 7 days later, the Mestons pushed out that pasture, only to discover that not only were their cattle gone, an additional 17 calves were missing and a further 17 were gone from 480 acres of pasture further south. By the time an RCMP constable was able to make it up to take a statement, it was December 14, and his next visit wouldn't be for another 106 days. At this point, our expectation for getting our cattle back is rather low, said Meston. The fact of the matter remains that, going back to when this started, the process is broken. Going back to December 14, when we made our statement, there were 2 RCMP staff members at the unit. June 30, one guy transfers to a new division and that just leaves Anderson. There's just absolutely no one there. Cole Brennan, TownandCountryToday.com.